This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. Ryan, are you looking to boost your immune system?
I'm so ill that I fainted right before we turned the show on.
I hate to hear it, but I do think I have a solution. Introducing Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, these guys are practically superheroes. Every single one of their products are packed with organic polyphenol content, essential micronutrients, and I'm telling you, these grapes are just dripping with antioxidants designed to strengthen your body's defenses. It's going to help you stay resilient all year round.
And these guys have everything. They have grape juice, they have all natural energy shots, protein powders, they got seed oil, toothpaste, body lotion, shampoo, and here's the best part. You can use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products.
And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. So don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now, that's mightymuscadine.com, and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away. With that said, let's start the show.
Hello, everyone. Today is Friday, January the 5th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. And today's verse of the day is coming to us from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. I'm about to walk you through some fruitful growth in the faith. It says, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
One right after the other, right after the other, independent, interdependent upon one another. You know, Dr. Shah told us this in a sermon he preached one time. It's not the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit. Spirit. And each one of those things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, are all dependent. There are different facets of the fruit, singular, of the Spirit.
That's right.
And this is similar language. I mean, the title, even though these aren't original to Scripture, the title is Fruitful Growth in the Faith. And it's like Peter is reminding us here that the Christian life is never done. You never arrive this side of heaven. You're not like fully sanctified.
That's right.
Here on earth. But it's like, okay, when you've checked off faith, like I have faith in my life, now add to that faith virtue. Okay, well, I'm developing virtue. God is refining that in me. Now add to that knowledge. Go deeper in your faith. Grow in your faith. And there's always a next step to be taken, but that's not to discourage us. That's to show us that there's always more depth to plumb. There's always more riches to pursue in Christ.
It's a process of growth.
Yeah.
You know, what we're focusing on for 2024, and if you're a church, if you're any organization at all, I really, really urge you. It's not too late. It's the year just started. Have a theme, have a goal, like a theme goal for 2024, because ours is progress and growth. And, you know, the purpose, the true purpose of any organization, any business, any nonprofit, any church, any organization at all is not profit, it's growth.
Yeah.
Because if a business is making money and it's not growing at all, that business is doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And so looking at all of these facets of our faith, diligence that gives way to knowledge. I'm sorry, faith to knowledge, then knowledge to self-control. They keep growing and building on one another.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you end up at a place where it's brotherly kindness. You end up at a place of love.
Yeah.
So it's not perfection. You know, you're not the ideal perfect God man.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a Christian who walks and lives in love.
Right.
You know, speaking of our 2024 goals, we're 5 days into the new year.
We are.
Doesn't feel like it.
I know, it's crazy.
How is your resolutions coming? I know it's a bit early to be checking in.
They're going pretty well so far. So I had really a twofold resolution for myself personally. One is just sort of like more intentionality, more mindfulness where physical wellness is concerned. So just being mindful of what I eat.
Right.
Working out, going to the gym, been pretty consistent so far. It's good, only five good, days, but good. Pretty consistent so far. And then another one is, it seems like a minor thing, but before I go to bed, you know, you always have that lull, like you get ready for bed and then you don't go right to sleep. Oftentimes what
you'd
I would do
scrolling
is
on
scroll
on
my phone.
Yeah.
Well, I've just replaced that with reading.
There you go.
Sometimes it's nonfiction. Sometimes it's fiction. But just spending time reading before I go to bed instead of just scrolling on my phone.
It's little small things, man.
Yeah.
My resolution is to get back in the gym, too, because I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to tell you on the radio since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Have not been in the gym.
Ooh.
That's bad.
That's bad.
The whole month of December. So
okay.
January 1st hit. It's January 5th now. The first hit. And I said, you know what? Enough. I say enough. I'm getting back in the gym.
By golly gum.
And here it is, the 5th. And guess what? I haven't been.
Oh, no.
I have not been.
I hate that for you.
Yeah,
I've actually been wanting to talk about this.
I wish you wouldn't.
This feels like it's going to be hurtful to me.
Yeah.
I came to your house last night.
Yeah. Unannounced, by the way. Oh, no, that's not true. I asked you.
You asked
that's
me
true.
To
that's
bring
true.
You something.
That's
knock,
true.
Knock, here I am.
So I came to your house. I came in. I said hey to Gavin. Said hey to Holden. And then you... As I was leaving, I was like, hey, I'm going to the gym in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Come with. You haven't been.
It was 10 p.m.
And I'm leaving.
And I was sad because I had eaten a bowl of spaghetti. Yeah. Yeah. And I was sad. And
sure.
So I was like,
sure,
I don't want to work out.
So John,
I'll never work out again.
John said, you know what? No, I'm not going. And then I said, okay, I'm going to come here at this time. I'll pick you up.
He wanted me to get up at 7 a.m.
Right. And then I said, okay, whatever, fine. You do you. He was like, this is what we'll do. I'll step on my scale.
No, Ellie had pulled out the scale to try to make a point.
Well,
oh,
she
no.
said, well, yeah, she pulled out a scale to make a point. And I was like, all right, whatever. You said, okay, if I step on the scale and I'm over this number.
You can say the number.
You want me to say the number?
Yeah.
You said, if I step on the scale and I'm over 230, I'll go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you I'll go to the
Nicholas
gym.
Nicholas just mouthed, oh my goodness.
You know what he did? He got there. He stepped on the scale. I wasn't happy with what I saw.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. And just a yes or no will be fine.
I wasn't was happy it, with what
was
I
it over 230?
It was 230.
No, it was.
Oh well,
it was 230.7.
Okay.
Well, that's right on the money.
So I used to be 220, but that's all lean muscle.
No,
though.
It's not.
That's
you haven't been to the gym.
Muscle.
It's and lean spaghetti.
It's a lot of spaghetti, and. I'm going to change. It's the new year, 2024.
Like you said, we're only 5 days in.
Only 5 days
still
in.
Still time to course correct. So
you know, if I'm getting lazy 5 days in, I feel like that's still fine. I can. It's a slow burn. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just go dive in to like freezing cold water like David does. He goes all in. He's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
But then he burns out. I'm in it for the long run. I'm in it for all of 2024. So I'm saying today's January 6th. Tomorrow,
sure.
I'll be in.
Right.
I'll be in. I give my word to the radio audience.
There
and on
go.
Monday, we can check in. And
we'll
see.
Check in and see how things are going.
I mean, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Is this the sadness or the spaghetti talking?
Well, the thing is, when I'm sad, I eat spaghetti to feel better.
Does it work?
I feel sadder.
Well.
I feel sadder.
I
but then
know.
When you feel sad, you have to eat the spaghetti.
I don't think that's a good coping mechanism.
Write
in and let us know how you're doing on your... I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say the worst part of stepping on the scales was just seeing David's eyes. It wasn't like... Because I expected him to be like, see, I'm right. He was just sad. He It was genuine.
It was just sadness.
He was sad. He was like... This shouldn't be.
This should not be true to me.
Nicholas is about to lose.
Write in and let us know how you're doing with your New Year's resolutions. 252-582-5028. Just want to encourage you. We've laughed about it on the show, but 5 days in, if you feel like you've already kind of fallen off the wagon, just pick yourself back up. It's all good. You got the rest of 2024. Jump back in. You can do it.
I got nothing. Just play the ad.
Visit us online today at clearviewtodayshow.com. We're going to grab Dr. Shaw and we'll be right back.
What's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we hope you are enjoying the podcast thus far.
You know, we really appreciate how many of you download the podcast every day.
Right.
But we also want to remind you that we are first and foremost a radio show.
Clearview Today is actually syndicated through the Truth Network. And we just want to let you know right now that in addition to hosting the all-time best Christian talk show of all time...
Hashtag Clearview Today.
Hashtag Clearview Today. The Truth Network also, as it turns out, has an extensive library of Christian programming.
We really love everything they're doing at the Truth Network because the whole goal is to encourage, challenge, confront, and uplift listeners with the life-changing truth of Jesus Christ through Christian Talk Radio.
And listen, we know we're not the only show wanting to expand its audience. So if you have a vision for your show or for your ministry, why don't you consider syndicating your show through the Truth Network? Because they rely on decades of experience of self-syndication with a full array of features for your long-form or short-form content.
Make sure you visit the Truth Network online today at truthnetwork.com. Or you can give them a call at 336 336- 336-759-0363. Again, that's 336-759-0363. Well, John, are you ready?
I was born ready, my friend. Let's hop right back in.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, I need to repent. I need to confess.
Oh, no.
I have not been in the gym.
This is the guy who bench presses more than anybody else.
I can't do it anymore, dude.
And I'm so disappointed.
We were taking account of, you said we're 5 days into the new year. How are the resolutions looking? And
I can said, I tell you how his 5 days have
looking
looked?
Good.
Go ahead.
He stepped on the scale at his house.
Yeah.
And he was 230.
Yeah, but most of that is just dense, rock-hard muscle.
No, it's mostly spaghetti.
I invited David over for spaghetti. Well, he was like, I would never eat that.
It's never too late to jump back in and get your gains back.
You're young. Yeah.
And you know how to do it now. You don't need a lot of advice. You know what to do.
Have you ever been in that position where it's just like, kind of like Paul, like, I know, not only do I know that I need to do this, I want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing it.
Right. Right.
The thing I want to do, I don't do. And the thing I don't want to do, which is stay out of the gym, that's what I end up doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way about their prayer life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking about prayer these past couple of days, but a lot of people are like, I know this is good. No one in the Christian life ever said prayer is not important.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to feel it. You have to go through a trial in your life. And most times that trial is something that is like, oh, I really want this person to get better. Oh, no, they died. So I know how that can be, that the moment you feel like, now this is a great opportunity for me to exercise my prayer and see God work, oh, well, it didn't work. Well, you know, it didn't work.
Yeah.
No, wait, why don't you try in the little things in life, like, God, help me to be more Christ-like today.
That's right.
Right? And then see how that works out instead of immediately going to the big things like, can you raise someone from the dead?
Mm-hmm. Can you please just split the sky in two and show me that you're listening?
Yes, yeah. Remove this mountain, cast it into the lake.
Right.
I got to get across that ocean.
Yeah.
And the Lord's like, oh, you just want this obstacle overcome? Like, no, I want to see you physically pick up that mountain.
Yeah, see that mountain there? I want it gone.
Yeah.
Well, do you have this faith? Of course, yes. I'm ready for it.
That's like, I mean, we're leaning back on the gym example. That's like you haven't been in the gym and you get underneath, I don't know, 350 pounds on the bench.
It's like, do you want to just hit the 25s real quick?
Going big.
Don't do it.
You know, that happens, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the guys who either work out, listening to us or watching us, there are people who get into the gym and they go for the heaviest weight. Mm-hmm. This is your first time here. Well, I can do this. And then they're like, and then help.
We were there one time when that happened to someone.
Yeah.
And I saw, it was funny because we were talking and I saw Dr. Shah. He was talking to David, I think, but we were in a circle and he was talking. He's like, but one of the things that God is just really doing, we just heard that. And you, I've never seen you leap into action like that. You were like, God is really, boom. And like, we all picked the thing up off that guy. I was like, man, that was pretty crazy. It's crazy that people will do that.
Yeah. Immediately go to the big things. But let's start with the small things. And it may be that it won't be long before you hit the big things. I hope the next prayer you pray for is for a massive mountain to be moved.
Yeah.
But I hope you will grow in your faith. But let's begin praying for the small things.
Do you think we just believe that we've got those small things already figured out? We've already got them online.
We are... Nowhere else would we try it, even in the gym. That did not happen every time. Mm-hmm. I've been in the gym for years and years, and it's just... Couple of times
yeah.
where some newbie walked in and immediately tried to go for the heavy plates.
Mm-hmm.
Once or twice. But when it comes to spiritual life, people immediately go for the big plates, mm-hmm. the heavy plates. And it's like, no, let's start small and see how God will bless you. And then let's keep moving.
That's a good point because I've prayed prayers that were quote unquote too big for me, just keeping the analogy going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I can tell that I'm unprepared and I'm not mature enough to be really praying that prayer because I just find myself repeating myself over and over. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to pray. I know what I want.
Right.
But I'm not familiar, I guess, in a way, with talking to God.
Yeah. Leaning on language that isn't familiar to you, leaning on language that isn't natural to you because it sounds spiritualized, it sounds lofty, and you believe that, you know, your words are going to motivate God into action.
And it's not that I have to, like, do this, like, navigational dance of conversation with God. It's just that I can tell that I'm unprepared for this.
Yeah.
I'm really just casting out a line in desperation.
Let's keep the gym analogy going instead of the fishing one. You haven't stretched.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't talked to anybody. There's no personal trainer. You're not with a bunch of guys who know what they're doing, or gals who know what they're doing. You're just going in there and just picking up whatever comes natural.
Yeah, first time in the gym ever.
Yeah, yeah, and you're really not ready for it. And before you know it, you pull this and pull that, and then you're out of the gym and you're trying to get surgery. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
So there has to be a plan. There has to be some learning.
Yeah,
there has to be some tutorials.
That's right. Well, and then I guess as we're headed into the new year, you know, one of the things that we prioritize here at Clearview is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today, even, we have our 24-hour prayer vigil
going on right now.
People are coming in for the next 24 hours, spending time praying for our church, praying for their personal needs, praying for our community. You know, that's a big deal. That's not something that a lot of people do, but it's something that has been very impactful in the life of our church and in our community.
One of my favorite places to visit in Israel is the Mount of Beatitudes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you guys have been there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful place, and you can see the Sea of Galilee down below. This mountain just sort of builds up, and then you have this chapel behind you, which is not that old. It's about 100 years or so. But you can picture the multitude just sitting down this hill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe Jesus was not on the top of the hill speaking down to them. He was on the bottom of the hill speaking up to them, because that becomes a natural amphitheater.
Right.
Have you ever been to an amphitheater or an ancient one, like a Greek amphitheater? You know, they stand down there on a stage. You saw tons of those, Ryan and David. And you've seen some too in Israel at Bet Shean.
Yep.
So there's a stage. But how are the chairs laid out?
They're
laid out
all up there.
Way up. Yeah.
So also, the Mount of Beatitudes is like a natural amphitheater.
It was crazy because as beautiful as the chapel was, the year before that, we actually got to stand on the mountain.
Yes, we did.
Because I think the chapel was already closed.
Right.
And we wanted to film you reading some of the Beatitudes.
Yes.
And so you went down and spoke up. And it was crazy how at the top of a literal mountain, I could still hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it was crazy because I was sitting there thinking, like, it would have been nothing for Jesus to stand right where he's standing and speak up to those people.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And the wind from the Sea of Galilee, because it's kind of the way that sea is sitting, a lot of waves, a lot of wind comes and just kind of blows randomly, but it kind of blows right up towards the hills, surrounding hills. So he was down there speaking to them. And one of the things he talked to them about was prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he's already said something about prayer, but here he starts again and says, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find.
Mm.
Back in chapter 6, he told his disciples not to pray like the hypocrites.
That's right.
He told them, you know, the hypocrites stand in the synagogues and the street corners, but he told them, you go in the secret place and pray without vain repetitions. And then he taught them the Lord's Prayer, as we know, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, and on and on. But just when you think he was done with speaking on the subject of prayer, he comes back to it and he talks about prayer again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like he was revisiting the subject of prayer. He never really left the subject to begin with. He was always on the subject of prayer. Because everything that he talked about after teaching the Lord's Prayer was still in the context of talking to the Father. Treasures on earth and treasures in heaven.
Right.
Was about trusting the Father. Not serving two masters was about being loyal only to God.
Mm-hmm.
Not to worry. For those of you who know the Sermon on the Mount, this is where I'm just kind of walking down the list between the Lord's Prayer and the passage we just read from Matthew 7. Not to worry was about taking all your cares and worries and anxieties to God. Judge not was about prayerfully confronting and not condemning other people. So Jesus was still on the subject of prayer. But now what he is doing is that he is telling his disciples, prayer is hard because you want the answers now.
That's right.
You come to him when you are desperate and the situation has reached a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
So when your prayers are not answered or you feel like God doesn't care, those are the moments that you have to persist in prayer.
Yeah, imagine how silly it would be if Jesus never prayed up until the Garden of Gethsemane. But right. The reason those prayers, he had such confidence is because every single day in the time of peace, right. He was still getting up early in the morning and disciplining himself to pray to
That's
his
right.
Father. But what we do is we wait until we're right in the midst of the garden and be like, all right, Lord, let this cup pass from me. This is the first time we've spoken, but please just take this from me.
We trick ourselves because we think, you know, we grow up around prayer. We grow up, pray before you go to bed, pray before your meals. So we think that it's just this thing that comes naturally. But prayer actually takes a lot to develop as a discipline.
Yeah. So it's not that the Lord's Prayer is not relevant anymore because now we are not in Matthew 6, we're in Matthew 7. Of course not. Lord's Prayer is the foundation, but then it goes above that and tells the disciples, or Jesus tells the disciples, that it's not going to be easy. Just because you know God as your Father, just because you know what it means to hallow his name or holify his name, just because you know it's about his kingdom, not yours. Just because you know it's his will, not yours, and all these things, I can go down the list, does not mean prayer is going to be easy. You're going to have to persist in prayer. You're going to have to make sure you don't give up on prayer.
That's right.
Hence, he says it three times. Triple imperative. Ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to what Paul had said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Whether you get the answer or not, or whether you get the answer you don't want, it doesn't matter. You keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking.
Yeah.
So let's keep reading. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks, means who keeps on asking, receives, and he who seeks, keeps on seeking, finds, and to him who knocks or keeps on knocking, it will be opened. And then it even gives us a little illustration here. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? I mean, calling on the nature of God,
just
right?
Imagine like Patrick Starr just biting into a big rock.
Poor kid cutting their teeth on a rock.
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? I mean, think about a serpent, a cobra, or a viper, or a diamondback or a whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Just hand it to you. Here you go.
Here he goes like, oh my goodness, I just got bit by a snake and it's my own dad.
Thanks a lot, Pops.
Yeah, why would you do that? I thought it was a little rubber snake. No, it was a real
That's
one.
A real one, man. I thought you said you wanted a fish, right? There you go.
There you go. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So think about that.
You really don't imagine Jesus using sarcasm like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is his humorous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Jesus is really saying is he's not advocating persistence in prayer as much as assurance in the nature of God.
That's a great point to make because We are not saying, because we're talking about that going forward, growth and discipline in your spiritual life. But it's not that the more you do it.
Just storm the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
Have you heard people say that?
Yeah.
Storm the gates of heaven. You're going to storm the gates of heaven? Did you realize how that's going to pan out for
you?
You're
going to
lose. I don't think that's going to go well for
pal. I think someone tried that once.
Yeah.
I would not recommend.
It doesn't work like that
lightning
at all.
From heaven,
The more you pray, the happier God is with you, or the better you get at it.
Yeah.
It's that you know God better, and you have, like you said, assurance in him.
Yeah. It's about really trusting in the nature of God, knowing that's my Father.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he didn't hear me this time, or maybe he wants me to wait, or maybe he really wants to see how earnest I am.
That's right.
in asking for whatever I'm asking for. So I'm going to keep asking, believing that he is my Father and he will give it to me in his own will and timing, or he will give me something better.
Yeah. I remember one time, Dr. Shaw, you said this about prayer, and it's the most profound thing that prayer does for us. It's not a magic pill. It's not a, you know, wave your wand and right. this will happen. It's prayer changes our heart to match God's heart.
Right.
So that
right.
we begin to pray for the things that God wants.
It's sort of it's sort of a misnomer. Prayer is powerful. We hear that, but prayer is not powerful. Yeah. My communication with him is not powerful. God is powerful.
Right. Right.
And prayer changes us.
That's right.
That's right. So the enemy will always get you to doubt that and think, make you feel like God doesn't care or doesn't want to give you the best, or he's holding out on the best for your life. So you have to just reject those thoughts and don't believe those lies. Instead, trust the nature of God.
Wow.
Trust the nature of God.
Yeah.
You think people do that? You think people let the enemy get to them and that's why they stop praying?
Oh, because they definitely. Start believing. Yeah. There are a lot of agnostics sitting in church.
Wow.
Yeah. If I may say it again, restate it. There are a lot of believing agnostics sitting there.
Mm. Wow.
You know? They believe, oh yeah, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I do believe that. I just don't know for sure if this Christianity thing works for me.
Mm.
I hear the Bible, and I know Pastor Shaw preaches the Bible or whatever, whoever your pastor is. He preaches the word. Do you really believe and take that word to heart?
Yeah.
But no, you can't do that. You got to know sometimes God doesn't know. No, really, nobody here, just me and you talking and maybe God. Do you really, really, really believe what you're hearing? Mm-hmm. And if people are deathly honest, they will say.
They'll say they don't.
They don't.
Yeah.
That's a chilling statement.
It is, because you start thinking about all the rash, erratic decisions people make in their lives without praying.
Mm.
And it's, I think you're right. It ultimately comes down to there's some lie that they believe about God.
Yeah.
You know, they think the wrong thing of God.
Yeah.
And also, we need to keep in mind, Jesus was not promising a health and wealth prayer.
Mm.
Just listen to verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So, God may not want you to have all the health and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with health and wealth, but you can pray for those things, and it's okay to pray for your health. You're going for surgery, or you got some sickness or some weakness or whatever it is. You can pray for those things, but there's more that God wants to do in your life and through your life than just health and wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, think about people in the Bible like Job.
So I was going to say, if that's the metric, then
Job
we've got
failed.
Some people in the Bible who
didn't
failed.
Didn't Job get all his stuff back at the end of the story? You mean to tell me he just kept scratching with the pottery?
Yeah, but I mean, the kids he lost didn't come back to life.
I know. I'm just joking.
And then Moses, with his impediment and all that. And then Ruth losing her husband. And then Paul with a thorn in the flesh that he prayed for again and again and again and again. Mm-hmm. It's not just three times, but he kept on praying. And God said, no, I'm going to leave that thorn right there.
Yeah.
And because I'm going to work through that thorn.
Yeah. Right.
I think something you told me years ago is that God loves you too much to answer every prayer the way that you want.
Yeah.
Because the things that I would have asked God for, the things that I did ask God for as a 20-year-old, would have served me ill in life.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. It would have set me up for failure if I'd gotten a yes to that prayer.
That's right. That's right.
And so could it be that asking now for health and wealth, if I'm asking like, God, make me a millionaire, could it be that that would harm me?
Yeah. Maybe you should be praying, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
That's
and it's
right.
not a not my will, yours be done as in I'm just not going to pray and just, trust God for his will. No, he wants you to come and ask for what you're asking for.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But in that asking, what you're really saying, what Ryan said earlier, Lord, help my prayer to conform to your will for my life.
Yes. Yeah. Help me want what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
That's
me.
That's right. That's
I love
right.
that.
I hope this has been helpful for your prayer life. Those of you who are listening, that's something that we can write off or something we can neglect a lot of times. See, I say grace before dinner. I say my prayers before bed.
Mm-hmm.
But prayer is so much more than that. And I pray that this, our hope here at the Clearview Today Show is that this would help catapult you into a deeper prayer life as you head into 2024. Mm-hmm. If today helped you in your prayer life, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or, of course, you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll all the way to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know that gift is coming from our Clearview Today Show family. We count you a blessing as we impact the nations together with the gospel of Christ. Also want to remind you to visit mightymuscadine.com and use that promo code today, that's T-O-D-A-Y, for a great little discount on all of their products listed on their website, as well as a portion of those proceeds coming right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what do we have on deck for next week?
Next week, we are still setting up our 2024 goals, talking about some of the things we as a church are going to be doing in 2024, some of the things that you can be looking forward to in your life and in your ministry. Lots of good things happening
there. That's right. Everything we can do to keep you on track. Love you guys. We'll see you next week on Clearview Today.